You're listening to SBS News.
Nature is in more trouble now than at any other time in human history, with extinction looming over 1 million species of plants and animals. That's the conclusion of the United Nations' first comprehensive report on biodiversity, issued in May. The report says more than 500,000 species on land have insufficient habitat for long-term survival and are likely to go extinct, many within just decades. Species such as rhinoceros, elephants, koalas and many others are under threat. But groups often based in zoos are working on projects to try to preserve these iconic animals. Sophie Vines heads up Whipsnade Zoo's Elephant Behaviour and Thermal Imaging Research Group at Britain's Whipsnade Zoo. She's working on a project to protect elephants from humans using artificial intelligence cameras to recognise approaching Asian elephants.
We are using thermal imaging technology and machine learning to create a early warning system which will be deployed in local communities where human-elephant-wildlife conflict is a major issue.
The aim is to reduce surprise human-elephant encounters, which are often the cause of elephants injuring humans and, perhaps in retaliation or fear, humans hurting elephants. The bushfire crisis has highlighted the serious doubts expressed by conservationists about Australia's iconic koalas. Thousands have died in the bushfires in Queensland and New South Wales. With koalas already listed as vulnerable in those states as well as the ACT, attention has turned towards preventing more deaths. Executive Director of Science for Wildlife, Dr. Kelly Lee, says action needs to be taken immediately.
I think the main call to action that we'd like to see is more resources and more planning. At the moment, so many people want to help and we've just got no way forward. We don't have protocols in place to go in before or after fire to try and get koalas out or to go and rescue them. There's no standardised protocols, which is making it really difficult to try and do anything. We also are very under-resourced for wildlife care as well.
Another Australian natural icon under threat which has received worldwide attention is the Great Barrier Reef. The coral which makes up the reef suffers from bleaching if water temperatures rise. That's a sign the coral polyps themselves are under threat and could die. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority has reassessed the outlook for the Great Barrier Reef, downgrading it from poor to very poor. Authority Chairman Dr. Ian Poyner says climate change is just one threat facing the reef.
Coral reefs globally are declining, including the Great Barrier Reef, and we know why. It's very clear why, and the reason is climate change impacts. And climate change impacts that require a global response. However, there are also a local and regional threats, such as runoff from the land, coral-eating crown-of-thorn starfish, and some of the practices, practices on the reef that need some management.
But there are success stories. The eastern barred bandicoot, one of Australia's most endangered animals, has been almost wiped out in the wild by predators. But a special project in Victoria is helping to save the shy marsupial. A new project is creating bandicoot sanctuaries at Mount Rothwell, about 50 kilometres due west of Melbourne's CBD. Annette Rapalski is Biodiversity Director at Odonata, a not-for-profit organisation supporting biodiversity in the environment.
We've been captive breeding bandicoots for the last 3 years. We have 8 animals in total that we're releasing tonight, and they're a combination of males and females of various ages, mostly 1 or 2 year olds. So they can live in captivity for up to 6 years, but generally in the wild for about 3 or 4 years. They will be released into a contained paddock at Mount Rothwell, and we'll build up the numbers to do another larger broad-scale release at another site, which is twice the size of Mount Rothwell.
There's been no shortage of publicity about the fate of the natural world, with the Extinction Rebellion protests taking centre stage both in Australia and overseas. Greens MP Adam Bandt told SBS News in May that protests from people concerned about the future will only get louder.
We are going to see people taking action and civil disobedience growing on a scale that we haven't seen before. This is literally a matter of life or death. This is about whether we are able to preserve our way of life as we know it.
One person who has probably done more than any other to raise awareness of the threats facing the natural world is naturalist Sir David Attenborough. He and his colleagues at the BBC's Natural History Unit were given an award by the prestigious Chatham House Trust, recognising the importance of their work producing TV programmes that inform the public about the threats.
We are citizens of the world, and we must recognise that. And international cooperation is of paramount importance. if this international organisation considers that what we have done in the Natural History Unit has in some way helped spread an awareness of the problems that face the world, that in some way will convince the population of the world that we all belong to one world, and just the one world belongs to all of us, then this award pleases me more than I can say.
Alan Lee, SBS News.